Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, babes.
Scott Mills.
Bit of Chucky and Let the Bass Kick In, Miami Girl, and Paramore and Careful. Good actual afternoon. Thank you, Gregory. Hi, everyone. It's Monday and it's nearly home time. You know that when you hear my voice. This is Scott. Hope weekend was all good for you. Had just the one barbecue. I know that you're up for about three or four at the weekend, aren't you, Becky?
Mm-hmm.
Just one.
Did you do it all by yourself? I know you're not the king of barbecuing.
No, I did the kebabs. That was it. Not shaved.
You can't do shaved kebab on a barbecue.
I got a tweet from someone yesterday, and they sent it to you as well, saying that they were in the cinema at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and someone was eating a shaved kebab in the actual screen.
Wrong.
Horrible. Wrong on so many levels. Shaved kebabs should only be after midnight, and the cut-off point is 6 a.m. I've told you before. Another question. Do I smell a fish? I'm paranoid. Just smell me.
Yes.
Do I?
What is it?
It's last night's
it's
tea.
It's on your arms. How did you get it up your arms?
I had cod loins for dinner last night. I wish that there's a certain supermarket that begins with T and ends with Esco that call it cod loins. Just put cod on it. I didn't even know cod had loins. And it's just a bit off-putting on
was
the
it
packaging.
Nice?
It was all right, but now my whole flat stinks of fish.
Is it actually that bit of the cod?
I don't know. But also, my flatmate prepared it, and he's been smelling his fingers all day because they smell of fish as well. And he's had to have some really important meetings today with
Why
important people at his work.
Why don't you just get one of those antibacterial hand washes that gets rid of that sort of smell?
I have. I've tried everything. I can't get the smell off. That's the last time I've been the loins.
Right. You can get pork loin as well, can't you?
I didn't know that cod had loins, but I'm not having them again, that's for sure. Don't do it, kids.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hiya,
who are you, please?
This is Heather in Somerton, Somerset.
Oh, I know it.
What's on?
I would just like to tell you about my younger brother.
Okay.
He's completely straight, but he's also a bit in love with you.
Right.
He's got a sign in the back of his car saying Mrs. Scott Mills.
Mrs. Scott Mills?
Yep.
Where did he get that from?
I don't know, a friend of his found it on eBay.
On eBay?
Yeah, no, I actually have seen these before. I wasn't aware that anyone actually bought them, though.
Apparently so. My brother's friend found it, and he's stuck up in his car.
Well, that's not something to be proud of, really, is it?
Well, I think it is, and he thinks so.
Why did you get them made?
I didn't get them made. Someone made them.
Sure?
Really sure.
Sure you don't hand them out at your gigs?
No. And your brother, what's his name?
William.
William. And how old is he? And he's driving around with a Mrs. Scott Mills thing on his car.
Yeah.
Right, good.
Has he got a girlfriend?
No, he doesn't at the moment.
That's really not going to help him.
No, he has had girlfriends in the past.
No, I'm not doubting his sexuality in any way. I'm just saying, it's not going to help him find a new one.
Well, we'll see.
Okay. Can you take it off the car or something? It's embarrassing.
No, because I quite like it, so I think you should keep it.
All right, well, thanks for telling me that.
You're welcome.
High five me.
Oh.
Yeah, that was quite quick on that one. Not actually that uncomfortable.
No.
Love you!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Neil Abbott on our Edinburgh tryouts after 4:30, including Becky doing improvisation in front of a live audience on stage.
Why is that one the only one that's being kind of trailed as the big thing? Is it because it was better than yours?
Because I think people would be very interested to hear how it goes, and it just kind of gives them an idea of what to expect if they manage to get to see our actual shows in Edinburgh. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Now, we were talking about this in the office earlier. I didn't realise how popular these were. You know, these noises you can buy for babies to help them sleep. You can get them on CD, can't you? And you just put some noise on, and they're everyday noises, but they kind of comfort the baby and help them go to sleep. But we were saying in the office earlier, loads of people who aren't babies already use these, don't they?
Yeah, the one that doesn't speak's got a thunderstorm one.
Yeah. Like Wayne Rooney, he can't go to sleep without the Hoover on, Or failing that, if there's no Hoover, he'll use the hairdryer.
It'd be much easier for him just to get one of these CDs.
It would. So you've got on here Rain Shower. This is a nice one. That would send me off to sleep. Here's another good one. Ocean Waves. Close your eyes, apart from if you're driving. Ah, the sea. Lush.
So is it just a CD just plays this constantly?
Yeah, it's really good. But then the next one. Dishwasher.
Mine does not make that noise.
No.
Maybe if you're inside it, spinning around with the cutlery rack, but not from the outside.
What kind of... whose dishwasher makes that noise? Okay, fine, whatever works for you. Running water. See, that just makes me want to pee.
Yeah, you don't need that in the middle of the night. That's really annoying when that happens, isn't it?
And here are two of Rooney's favourites. First, the hairdryer. Oh, how relaxing.
Just makes me think I'm late for work when it's at that speed.
It makes me think I'm sat under one of those dryer things reading a copy of Bella.
I love it that you've started getting purple rinses already. Or is it a perm that needs to set in there?
I have a reverse perm sometimes.
And do you have to sit in one of them when you get your reverse perm?
I have been known to, yeah. Yeah.
OMG, why have the paparazzi not got a picture of that?
I just don't want wavy hair. I'll do whatever it takes. Here's the vacuum. Oh, that's not relaxing at all. I didn't realise how popular these were. Alternatively, if you can't get hold of one of those CDs, there's always our free daily podcast, the Scott Mills Daily, which people use to go to sleep every night if you can't get the CD of the vacuum, the hairdryer, the running water, etc. You can download that for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Little plug there.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Oh, God. Everyone that didn't watch Top Gear is well upset with Tulip now. It's all her, nothing to do with me. Did she say the ending?
Yeah, she gave away that Tom Cruise beat Cameron Diaz in the cheap car or whatever.
You just
it is.
Did it again there now.
It doesn't matter. No one can really, really expect to get through a whole day without knowing the result of Top Gear, can they? That's like knowing in the challenges where they all like set off, it's all fine, and then everything bad happens to each one of them, and at the end something really awful happens and it all blows up or goes off a cliff.
Okay.
No?
As long as you're sure that we haven't upset anybody.
I don't think anyone...
My texts say different.
No. Oh, can I give a spoiler on next week's one?
I wouldn't really want to do that at the moment.
James May is going to wear a flowery shirt.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I don't think anyone's going to be particularly
surprised
by that.
Well, you never know if they've taped
that.
It, set it to record.
True. It's nearly 4:45 on Radio 1. That lovely song by Ellie Goulding, the writer, is coming next. My mate Chris has been on.
Oh, no.
He's got another idea. You know, we're talking about these baby noises you can get on CD just to send your baby off to sleep. Yeah. Loads of people use them. What are you saying, Chris?
You all right, Scott?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, right. What I reckon is, you know, that with your baby noises and that, I'm thinking the hairdryer one, let's get it to number one. You know, I'd love to hear Reggie Yates reading that one out, wouldn't you?
Well, it's a big chart battle this week. Will it be Katy Perry or the hairdryer? Tune in Sunday at 4 to find out. Only on Radio 1. That would be pretty good.
So
we get it on iTunes.
Well, I don't know how this can be done. Maybe, yeah, someone get the song on iTunes and then look, I'll download it. I'm sure, you know, you've got a few mates, they'll download it. And then just put it out to Nation. Maybe they'll download it as well. And surely we can do better than Katie Price.
The UK's official number one. Thing is, I think they probably have to play it in full as well, wouldn't they?
No, it's even better. I really think this is such a good idea, man.
All right, okay. Well, yeah, I'll see what we can do.
Yeah, do it.
Appreciate your input. Love you, bye.
Bye.
High five?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Ready?
Yeah.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Oh, look, here's Greg James. Hi.
All right.
Yeah, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Thanks for coming in.
That's all right.
Just want to play you some stuff that we did tryouts for our one-man shows in Edinburgh. What are you saying?
I was saying that I saw Ellie this morning at a train station in London.
Oh, right.
And I went, oh, brilliant, I can do the catchphrase. So I like ran up to her and I was like, oh.
She always does their catchphrases.
She doesn't have a catchphrase. No. Like when I saw Nessa at Paddington, I was like, oh. But then Ellie doesn't have a catchphrase. And I was like, oh, rubbish. And then I had to do this really embarrassing kind of turnaround. I didn't even say hello.
They love it when you go up to them and do their catchphrase.
Really like, loud.
Victor Meldrew loves it when you go up to him and go, I don't believe it. He loves it. Yeah. They all love it. Anyway, you've sent us loads of ideas of things we can do for our Edinburgh one-man shows. We've been trying them out in front of a small audience to see, you know, what works and what doesn't. Now, you know about drama.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I have got a second-class degree in drama from the University of East Anglia.
Well, that's good enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we didn't charge anyone for this, obviously. They were all free gigs, and we're going to be doing them every day this week just to try out some of your ideas that you've been sending in. First of all, it's Becky.
Are you ready to be entertained? Okay, first to the stage, please welcome Becky!
That's not Becky, that's Matt Fincham.
It's finished.
Oh wow, I was going to say it's awful.
Thank you. Hello.
Good applause.
Yeah, the hello got some applause. Yeah, Matt Fincham there on piano doing Candy Shop as the entrance, which is a bit weird.
What? I thought that was good walk-on music. It's got a good beat to it.
So this is what you decided to do on your tryout.
Right, for our show in Edinburgh this year, for my one-man show, I think I might try improv. So that's just basically making stuff up as I go along.
Now that is... improv's really hard.
Well, when they do it on TV, it's normally very funny. And Becky, you are funny. You're a funny person. But I think it must be quite hard to do, even though they make it look easy on the television.
I thought it would be a good option, because that would mean that I didn't have to do any prep.
Yeah.
So, I need your help. First things, I need some suggestions. Can someone suggest a profession? Travel agent. Thank you, Vicky. And now a place. Go from this side of the room.
The Seychelles.
Brilliant. And now an object. Cucumber. Right. I am now going to put these things into a very funny song, which will be very funny.
Oh, that's so difficult, that is.
And also, when you say, I'm now going to be funny, that's forced funny. Yeah.
I realised that that was probably a bad thing to say.
The thing is, you can't rely on an audience unless you're as brilliant as Dara O'Brien.
Do you know what?
Because he's one of the best improv people around. And the thing is, because you get the audience and someone will just sort of, they'll close every door and you'll go, right, so I'm walking up to the church, what happens next? They go, the church is closed. You're like, oh, no, say something else. Yeah. Then I got on the bus, what happened? You didn't have any money to pay for the bus. It's like, no, open the doors, stop it, me. Yeah.
Those things weren't very good anyway, were they? Like, they could have said something other than a cucumber for my object.
Right, so you're blaming it on the things they shouted out.
Yeah.
Well, that's... if you have to do this for real, then they could shout anything. Anyway, here is Becky's funny song, completely off the cuff, about a travel agent, the Seychelles, and a cucumber.
Oh, no.
There was a travel agent who went to the Seychelles. She took a cucumber, which managed to get through customs. Her name was Anne. And she went, this is so hard. Can I start again from the beginning?
Oh, God.
I shouldn't have chosen a cappella.
Well, I know, I was going to say, what the hell was that? What was he doing that for?
He was too fast. I thought I could start with do 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 do. But he made me start at the chorus and then I just wasn't prepared for it.
So here's the next bit.
Should I try to try one more time or give up now? Give up. Okay.
See, I don't think that's a good sign when the audience tell you to give up. You offered them the chance. Do you want to see some more or shall I give up? Okay, I'll give up then, thanks.
That wasn't bad though, because I mean, maybe you should ask for more things. Like, yeah. Three things is maybe not enough, and you have to make up Anne. Where did Anne come from? Yeah. Where's she come from? Who's Anne?
So
she's a travel agent.
Is she?
I don't know.
Anne's the travel
she
agent.
Likes cucumbers.
Oh, dear. Anne sounds like a mess.
So then Becky decides to do taking a different approach, a different style of improv.
Now can I have some suggestions of some mock the week style things that I can do? Has anyone got one?
Unlikely things to hear on a cookery show.
Stand clear. Shocking. That would be from Casualty. What else? What numbers would you like? I'll have 2 from the top and 5 from anywhere else. That's from Countdown.
Oh. That applause. Oh, no, it's a slow clap.
What a very kind audience. The most popular word on 81199 at the moment is cringe. So the next one that someone shouts, yes, you did continue this, questions that you'd never hear on Question Time.
Fancy some chorizo out the back? My David, your hair is beautiful. Where do you get it done?
You have to watch it to get it.
Thinking.
Oh, that silence.
No, it's gone. Anyone else?
Do you think they're sympathy claps?
You don't get that on TV. Thinking. No, it's gone.
That's the thing, though, isn't it? You put yourself at disadvantage because that show's so well rehearsed. Like, they get the questions. You can't just put yourself up there and go come up with something.
But that David Dimbleby hair one was funny. It's just they never watched the programme.
And the last one.
I think David Dimbleby jokes aren't the best for this.
Things you shouldn't say on a first date.
Fancy some chorizo out the back?
Wasn't funny the first time.
I like to do it. And you're not as good looking as the last one.
Oh, listen to that at the end.
Ladies and gentlemen, Becky!
The last one got a laugh there. You finished off well there, really good.
I think they were just pleased that I was heading off stage.
Yeah. Anyway, that was Becky's try at improv. Like I say, the first tryout, and you can hear what me and the one that doesn't speak does next. Sorry.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcast. So we are trying out for our Edinburgh one-man shows at a small venue near Radio 1 in front of an audience. We have crossed improv off the list of things that we're going to do.
Thinking. No, it's gone. Anyone else?
Not going to do that, I don't think.
Someone on the text said that I was laughing at my own jokes more than anyone in the audience.
No, but Will,
that's a bit harsh.
Will and a few other people on the text said they actually thought you were quite good and they couldn't have done any better.
Is it Will and a few other people or just Will?
I've seen a few. You can guess what the one that doesn't speak does for his one-man show. This is the tryout only. This is not going to be, you know, the finished thing. Matt Fincham once again on piano duties. And the one that doesn't speak on the stage with the Swanee whistle to the tune of Don't Stop Believing, which everybody is using at the moment, including the Big Brother house. So that went on for a while and they seem to quite like it. Here's the end. Pretty good. Quite a good applause there.
Did he really do 3.5 minutes of that?
Yeah. We said at the beginning it was going to be half an hour, but then everyone just went, oh, God. So we just cut it to one song. Are we going to cross that off the list?
Yes.
I thought that was one of my favourite ideas for you, though.
If I can't have improv, he can't have Swanny Whistle, because improv is, like, my best one.
OK. Swanny Whistle is off the list. And then I tried to break a world record on my one. Quite a few people sent this in as a suggestion on the email for things we could do. I'm going to attempt to break the world record for the number of T-shirts worn at the same time. Now, this is a good world record to break. The current record is 245, and that's set by a man from Croatia. So let's try and attempt a world record right now here at the Edinburgh Tryouts. Now, I think this is quite entertaining. What I did was put one...
You do say so yourself.
I put
you
one...
Go on. I could. If you'd given me the chance, I could have gone on in front of mine and gone, well, I think this is brilliant. Here's me doing this. Is that what you're going to do?
Well,
I'm brilliant. Listen to this.
Let's see what the audience say.
I put a top on.
I put one T-shirt on over another and another and another while Matt Fincham played popular TV themes. Kind of goes on like that, really. Not the best on the radio.
Six.
That's when I got to six. I was counting on the mic as I went, see.
Ten!
I'm up to ten at that point.
This is very entertaining. Maybe you had to be there.
That's eight.
I think that was 13.
16.
I'm starting to not be able to breathe. They were very constricting after a while.
I forgot to put that on the risk assessment, but what we should have done maybe is go for bigger T-shirts as you went on, but actually I gave you the big ones first so that by the time it got to the end you had a little kind of girl's skinny top on.
Yeah.
It wasn't a good look.
But they loved it.
So thank you very much. 16, which hasn't quite been the record of 245, but I think you agree, it was entertaining.
So... any more...
It doesn't work like this. You can't keep telling people that something's entertaining in the hope that they'll believe it.
Tell them enough and they will believe it.
No.
Any more ideas for our Edinburgh tryouts? We are we're choosing a small venue this week and we're trying out all your ideas. Let's cross off world record.
Why? I thought that was very entertaining.
Well, it was, but no one else seemed to like it. All right, that's off the list. Keep them coming in, please.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio.
Radio 1.
And now...
the best, the best, the best, the best.
Oh, what's occurring?
That's right, it is the best of Oh, What's Occurring on Radio 1. Best of this week. That normally is a sign that it's not going to continue for much longer, but don't worry, oh fans, it's only having a little rest, and you'll hear like the things that you know and love, like Stupid Street all the time anyway, so don't worry about it. Okay, playing today is Tracy. Hello.
Hey, all right.
Oh, hang on, your phone's gone rubbish. Say again.
Oh, hiya babes, you're
right. Hey babes, how was your weekend, babes?
Absolutely rubbish. I've
Why?
Had some right bad luck.
What
oh,
happened, babes?
Oh my god, last night, right, I was eating some spaghetti bolognese crisps. And I've got my tongue pierced and chomped down on my tongue ball.
Oh!
And I've snapped off my tooth off.
Oh, babes.
I know. So I've had no sleep. I've been up all night because I've got arachnophobia at dentist. So I've been reading some horror stories on internet and it's not been good.
Right, okay.
You really shouldn't do that.
Why would you
I know,
do that?
Do you know there's a forum for people that's got phobia of dentists?
Well, don't go on it if you also have a phobia.
Yeah, but I was trying to find out what I needed to have done to my tooth.
Sometimes
no, you weren't. You were. You're looking at them on purpose.
I'm that scared.
Sometimes you can't help it. Like, I've got a phobia of being sick. And sometimes you go online and you're trying to, like... I know some horrible stories about that. You just can't help it.
Oh, God.
Why were you
I'm
eating
dreading it.
Spaghetti
bolognese
and crisps.
Oh, they were so nice. You know, I rang the dentist this morning and I was crying down for one. Like, I need your help.
Oh,
I've snapped my
tooth. Oh, bless you.
And I've had a bit of bad luck as well.
When are you going to have it done?
Tomorrow, hopefully.
Did you keep the bit so they can stick it back on, or are you going to
no,
get
I
another...
No, I spat my crisps out on my plate, but I think I swallowed it.
Oh.
I can't find it. And,
you get a gold one, that'll be all right.
No.
That'd be well nice.
I could get, like, a ruby diamond like him off Simply Red.
I think I might have a diamante. No, you can't see it, so there'd be no point.
No,
it's just really sharp and horrible.
Save your cash.
And,
All right, love. I'm sorry to hear about your tooth drama. Don't look it up on the internet. That's like telling a hypochondriac like myself to look up anything that could be wrong with you. Look up the symptoms, then it goes all wrong.
I'm a right hypochondriac. I mean, I got up through the night and I had like 4 ibuprofen, and then I couldn't sleep because I was thinking that I was going to overdose myself. So.
Oh, God, you see, it's a vicious circle. Don't do it to yourself. Right, OK, let's play.
Oh, what's occurring?
That's right, it is the best of Oh, What's Occurring with me, Scott Mills, on Radio 1. Some of our favourites. Now, you know the Cheeky Girls, Tracy?
Yeah.
They had a massive hit with this song. Cheeky Girls. It seems unbelievable now, but people actually bought this in the days when they got them from shops. And they made it a hit. They didn't just download it, it wasn't that. They actually went out on purpose to a shop with the sole intention of buying this track. They actually went out on purpose.
And it was probably more like £4 in those days.
Yeah. Anyway, you know that one, the Cheeky song, Touch My Bum. Classic. Now, do you know who the Cheeky Girls are massive, massive fans of?
No.
Westwood.
Of course.
They love the kingpin of the big game. And they called him to ask him round to dinner.
Oh, I remember this now.
Yeah. Simple question. How long could the Cheeky Girls keep Tim Westwood on the phone for, Tracy?
3 minutes 40. He's always up for it, isn't he, Westwood?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What are you saying?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Let's find out. The best, the
best, the best, the best. Oh, what's the pity?
Here are the Cheeky Girls calling Westwood.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this Westwood?
Yes.
Hi, we are the Cheeky Girls, and we would like to say that we are the really, really big fans of your show. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, baby.
Would you like to come for dinner sometime with us? You know, Mom could cook you a Romanian dish.
Yeah, that's real cool of you to do that, baby. I appreciate the offer.
But no?
Huh?
So, is it a yes?
I'm just grateful for your offering to cook me dinner. I really appreciate that.
So, when do we fix the date? For which date? When about are you free?
I'm a little busy at the moment, so I should call you back when I get some time.
You know, I can give you my telephone number.
Okay, well, I've got your number, so I'll give you a ring.
Oh, you have our number.
Yeah?
Okay, cool. So,
yeah.
When do you call me?
When I get some time.
When you get some time. But Westwood, how old are you?
27.
Oh, you're 27? Oh,
yeah.
Perfect. I am Monica, and I am single.
Okay, Trim, I'm very proud for you.
Maybe
keep it European, okay?
Okay. Goodbye.
Keep it European, okay?
I love it that he already had their number.
Yeah.
Well, how's he got the Cheeky Girl's number?
He's got all sorts of people's numbers, like you wouldn't believe. So the answer there was 1 minute 20 seconds... Becky gets the point. The best,
the best, the best, the best. Oh, what's occurring?
It's the best of Oh, What's Occurring. Next one. You know Sarah Cox?
Yes.
She's coming back to Radio 1 soon, which we can't wait for. Do you think she is a big fan of Kings of Leon off of Getting Pooed On by Birds?
What?
Kings of Leon.
Yeah.
Caleb.
Yeah.
Got pooed on by a pigeon at a gig at the weekend.
Oh, I don't like him anymore.
At least he didn't eat it like me when I got pooed. Anyway, we played Sarah Cox 3 clips of well-known Kings of Leon songs. Then we stopped them. Could she carry on singing with the right words? That's my question to you, peeps. How many out of 3 could Sarah Cox carry on singing? These are all Kings of Leon tunes. Tracy.
1.
1 out of 3.
Yeah.
You don't think she's got the Leon knowledge?
No.
Okay, Becky?
None.
None at all. Let's find out. The best,
the best, the best, the best. Oh, what's the pity?
Here's Sarah Cox carrying on singing, track 1.
Homegrown. Back to the rhythm and back to the beat of the rain. I'm getting home.
They weren't the right words. We're asking for right words, aren't we? Well, not just the tune.
Sounded similar enough. Everything rhymed at the end.
Is that a yes or a no? It's a no from the one that didn't speak. His decision is final. Track two. You want it,
she's got it. And Molly Chambers and who got her tied. And you want it, and you got it. Molly Chambers on a funny side. Molly Chambers on a funny side. Break it down.
I'm saying
that's
a no.
We're just looking it up to see if that's the actual lyrics. I think she got it confused. I think she was singing about a girl called Molly Chambers, but actually, obviously, Molly's Chambers.
I don't think those are the right words.
No.
No. And track three. Yeah.
This sex is on fire. Oh, right there on my tire. My pants are on fire. My sex is on fire. Is your sex on fire? I'll put it out.
Went wrong at the end, but I think that's a yes. I think I'm going to say that is correct. So Tracy gets the point.
Woo!
Oh, what's the credit?
Oh, God.
Amy in Newcastle says she's already heard this one.
Yeah, that's because it's the best of what's occurring, Amy. You've overheard this before. You're cheating. No, it's the best of.
And I'm apparently really stupid because obviously the Cheeky Girl's number would have shown on Westwood's caller display.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
You know Mini-Me off at Austin Powers, Tracy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love him. You love him.
I love him more.
He's a nice lad. But how heavy do you think his pants are? What I did was I borrowed Mini-Me's actual pants and weighed them. I want to know how heavy they were in grams. Becky?
I so can't remember this. Did you take them off him or did you get him to bring in a spare pair?
Took them off him.
I'm slightly...
Just answer the question.
How much are normal pants? I don't know. I've never weighed my pants. We're doing it in, like, kilograms or...
Grams.
Grams. 10 grams.
10 grams of pant.
Is that a lot? I don't know.
Tracy?
13 grams.
13 grams of pant.
I think it's...
Let's find out. The best, the
best, the best, the best. Oh, what's the credit?
I know you often ask yourself this question, but how heavy are Mini-Me's pants? Would you mind, Vern, if I weighed your underwear?
No. Sure? If you could get into it, I don't think you can.
Well, no, what you can do is if you just... You see that screen over there?
Yeah. Yeah,
right, if you could just step behind that screen, okay? And then do whatever you... You know. And then I... If I'm allowed to take them, would that be okay? I'm just going to take them away for a while.
You're going to sell them on eBay? What?
Well, no.
Okay,
I'm not going to sell them. It's just for our game that we do called What's Occurring. So if you could just step behind that screen.
Okay.
You right behind there?
Yeah.
We'll be very careful with them, don't worry.
You can give them to Becky.
Yeah, she would like that. Maybe afterwards. Just throw your pants over the top.
Cool.
Oh, they're nice.
I thought you'd like it.
Nice, okay. I'm okay to take these.
Yeah, just bring them back clean. Right. Okay.
Okay, I'm in what we call a posh deli, I believe. Excuse me, hi. I've got some things here which I would like to weigh. Can I use your machine?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You know Mini-Me off Austin Powers?
Yes.
You know him?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, the one with the air puts his finger in his mouth. Yeah, like that. Yeah. Well, these are his pants.
Really? Oh, yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I just managed to get them off him. So, Is that all right if... I mean, do you want me to put them in the bag or should I just put them on...
However you want to put them there.
You don't want them, you don't want them on the scales. No,
it's better in the bag, yeah.
It's better in the bag.
Okay. It's 156 grains.
Wow.
That is massive. My bran flakes are 30 grams and that like keeps me going till lunch. That's like five times as much as my cereal.
I vaguely remember that one and I didn't remember them being that heavy. Wow.
That's loads. I don't ever remember getting them. He said for you to give them to me and I never got them, so I'd just like to state that. I just quite like to ask what happened to them and what you do with them now.
That doesn't matter right now. What matters is that Tracy has won today's Oh What's Occurring with 2-1 to Becky.
Yeah,
that takes the pain of the tooth away. Right, so will you call me tomorrow? Oh, no, I'll call you tomorrow, eh?
Yeah, that'll be good, babe.
Okay, babes, I hope it goes all right with the dentist tomorrow. Don't look anything up scary on the internet in between now and then.
Oh, God, I know. Can I say one thing, because I got in lots of trouble for not saying it over there. I need to give a shout-out to Nobby. Christ. And that's it.
Who's Nobby?
My boyfriend's mate.
Okay, has he got a car?
No, he drives a dumper truck.
Right, okay then.
Alright, love you.
High five.
Hang on a minute, let me do it.
Speak tomorrow.
Oh, what's the curry?
Radio 1 Podcasts. We're just talking about this. How do you get the name Nobby? Because it's not obviously anyone's actual name, is it?
Well, it might be.
No, it's not, though. I mean, at what point do you look at someone and go, yeah, he looks like a Nobby. Let's call him that. How does it work?
When you have a baby and look at it and it's like, oh, little Nobby.
Little Nobby. I don't think that's true. Also, a lot of people responding to the Mini-Me, Oh, What's Occurring, and saying that Mini-Me's pants do seem excessively heavy, don't they?
Mm.
Are they wet or something when we weighed them?
Oh, that could add a few grams.
Maybe they were made of gold. 156 seems a lot. And I like the idea that people are now weighing their pants at home just to see how they compare with Mini-Me's. I'm sure somebody is somewhere. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Hello, Mel.
Hello.
What are you saying? What's going on?
Well, I heard the What's Occurring, and I've just got home from work, and I had some clean underpants in the washing basket. And
you've weighed your pants, haven't you?
Weighed them, yeah.
You've just weighed your pants, haven't you? Because of Mini-Me's really, really heavy pants.
Yeah, they must be really heavy because mine are only a size 12, and they weigh 22 grams, so it can't be right.
And his were 156.
Yeah.
I can't remember what bag I put them in before I put them on the scales. It was a duffel bag or something.
You didn't.
Maybe you had an apple in it or something.
Well, it could be that, my darling.
You just put them straight on there, didn't you?
That's what I thought. Anyway, that does
Either
seem...
the deli might be overcharging their customers, I don't know.
Well, that's always a thought, yeah.
I'm just a bit embarrassed now that I suggested that you might want it in kilograms.
Yeah, you should be. High five, Mel.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Denied. Did it anyway. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Aled, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Looks
so
like
exciting.
You have a lot of fun in Newquay.
Yeah. Oh, you have to, the new key. You can't not have fun, really, can you?
Absolutely not. Just see the pictures of you and Gemma from One Extra there, having a bit of a
She's
surfing
mental.
Lesson.
She is brilliant fun out on a weekend.
For people that weren't listening, explain what you're doing in New Key.
Right, well, we started a summer surgery. We're going to do surgery every night between Sunday and Thursday. And what we thought we'd do is do our first ever live surgery with an audience there in front of us. So we picked Newquay, what with it being such a good location for young our young listeners to go for holidays and stuff.
And there's so many people on holiday there at the moment.
I mean, it was rammed. Also with like stag do's and hen parties. And then also you kind of got lots of groups of teenagers who just finished their exams and wanted to enjoy. So they all went down to Newquay and we were there in the middle having fun, went out on our big night out. We got to see two sides of Newquay. Obviously the side that, you know, have a drink, have fun. But also we spoke to some of the people who work the night, like the police or the paramedics or the Coast Guard, and what kind of night they were having. So we saw it all, really. And then
right,
we did
so
the show
both sides
last
night. Of it, yeah.
And it was really good. And then last night we said anything goes. You can talk about whatever you want. And obviously the majority of the questions were about sex and relationships.
With that kind of thing, because it's the first time you've done a live audience, were there people getting involved or they're a bit shy to come forward with their questions?
I thought they'd be shy. I really thought you're just going to have a room of people staring at you doing the show, but they didn't. We had loads of questions. For example, I thought this was a great question, really early doors. One of the girls asked, what's the deal with seeing people, right? She's seeing this guy and she wants him as a boyfriend, but all he keeps saying to her is, oh, we're kind of seeing each other for a while. Yeah. And she was like saying, where's the boundaries? Does that mean he's not exclusive? Does that mean, you know, we're not yeah. allowed to see other people, or do you wait? So I kind of said, oh, have you asked him? No. I was like, well, ask him then. You know, he's the only one who can tell you that. So it was brilliant. We had a kind of discussion about all that kind of stuff.
So most of the questions that people were asking were probably about sex and relationships.
Which is great, because tonight is a sex and relationship special. So it does mean that we'll get lots of the questions out tonight.
Is it quite good? Do people say this is about me, or do they like,
my friend says... Absolutely. And what's good, because last night having people there in front of you was all about their friends. But tonight, it doesn't matter. You don't have to use your real name. So it doesn't have to be you actually phoning. You can just say, my name is Bob, and okay. I'm from wherever.
Okay.
And then off you go. And then
maybe
the
everyone
question.
Could call up as Bob.
Let's do a show of Bobs tonight. We should do it. It should be very good.
Or Nobby. We talked about this earlier, the name Nobby. How do you get that name?
Might that be a bit confusing?
I was going to say, considering what we're going to be discussing, you know, it could be all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, actually, don't. Scrap that.
Go with Bob.
Yes, go with Bob. So the phone lines are open again. The surgery is on again this evening to talk about sex and relationships from 9 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. And the phones will be open, so experts to chat to online.
Dr. Mel will be in. Also, we'll have an online element from 8 o'clock. But Dr. Mel will be here. Phone lines will open at 8:30. And then between now and Thursday, 9 p.m, a different topic every day. Tonight, sex and relationships. We are here to help.
Yeah.
If it's on your mind and it bothers you, give us a call. We're there to help.
Yeah, and you really will get some good advice from experts. If there's something going around in your head at the moment to do with relationships and sex, and you're thinking, oh, I don't know who to ask, then make sure you listen to Summer Surgery and just call up tonight. You don't even have to give your name.
Everyone's got a question. Even Chris and Dave this morning had questions. We did
what
it off
they?
Air. No, we did it off air.
Okay. Go on. What did Chris ask?
Oh, I might talk about it on the show actually tonight at 9.
Okay.
As soon as the mics closed, they were like for me, I've always wondered, and I'm like, good.
You're
points.
Like, no, that's not normal.
Is it more suitable? Is it more suitable for a 9 o'clock broadcast than a 6?
I would say yes.
Okay, good.
As late as possible.
Right. So that is Aled and Gemma with the Sunday surgery. Summer Surgery, which is on every night this week at 9 o'clock. Thank you, Aled.
Thanks, Scott.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Right. Do your parents ever do something that is maybe a little bit eccentric, and it's always been that way, so you've not really realised that it's eccentric, and you don't realise how eccentric it is until you invite somebody else, like one of your mates or something?
No.
Okay, my flatmate's girlfriend, okay.
Are they back together now?
They weren't ever apart.
Oh, well, he played that joke on her, didn't he, about the ghost?
Oh, the ghost and the phone application thing where you can, yeah, you take a photo and then put a ghost on it, and it freaked her out and her flatmate out because they thought there was a ghost in their flat. That's all been resolved now. There were some heated words. They weren't speaking for a few hours, but she's fine with it now. So at the weekend, my flatmate goes to Doncaster to see his girlfriend's family, and they have their own festival every year. Just a family festival. And her surname is Barry, so they call it Bazfest.
Right.
A bit like Ozfest, only Bazfest.
And what happens at this festival?
Well, everyone, it is just like a festival, really. You get wristbands and stuff.
Do you?
Yeah, to get you in this VIP area. No, you don't. But there is like portaloos, even though it's in someone's garden. It's going to be a garden party. But there are toilets in the house next to the garden, but they still have portaloos to give you that festival feel. Yeah. And they actually call it Bazfest, and they have it in a different location every year. A bit like Radio 1's Big Weekend.
And what sort of food? And they got any acts playing, or is it just people hanging out in a garden?
Someone bought a guitar last year.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's basically just a family party called Bazfest.
Yeah, but I like it that they call it like a festival name. My flatmate got a little bit tipsy and started drawing wristbands on his arms and kept asking people if he was allowed in the tent with this black wristband on. done with marker pen. There were also, I mean, I'd quite like if there were touts outside and tickets for Buzzfest.
By yourself.
Tickets for Buzzfest. I'm just wondering if anyone else has this kind of thing where your parents do weird things like that, but you don't realise it's weird until somebody else is in the equation. Like, my flatmate was a bit freaked out, really, because it's only a family thing.
But he liked it.
No, he had a great time, don't get me wrong. But it's just the idea that it was called Buzzfest.
Do they have little shops and stuff selling weird coloured hats and, like, fluorescent socks?
And there's the dance tent. I think you've got used to them over the years, obviously, if your family does this, but it is quite an eccentric thing to do. Let me know. Radio 1 Podcasts. Yeah, you see, Flaggy in Southampton grew up youngest of a family of five children. Everyone, including mum and dad, had a communal sock drawer in the kitchen where all their socks were. Grew up thinking that was perfectly normal.
No, it's not normal, is it? No.
Loads of people have family festivals, though, and call it something fest. However, I think maybe the runners of actual Bazfest in Basildon might sue the Barry family because there has been running that one for about 10 years now.
AD's been on, said they missed a trick by not calling it Glastonbury.
Glastonbury?
It's better than Bazfest, isn't it?
And they could have done Barry-oki.
Ah,
see?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who are you?
I'm Becky in the New Forest.
Hi, Becky in the New Forest. What are you saying?
My parents forever have had two baths a day together. And growing up, you know, I thought it was perfectly normal. In fact, you know, so much so that now myself, my husband and our two children have baths together on quite a regular occasion.
Oh, so they passed it down.
Yeah, basically. It's become a bit of a family tradition.
Do you have two a day?
Not two a day. We don't actually have time for that, but somehow my parents still find the time. They've been married for 30 years and they still keep it strong, so...
I love that, yeah. I love that. But, and they still have two baths a day together, your mum and dad?
Every day, yeah, without fail. Sometimes three. It's a bit, if nobody can get hold of them on the phone, everybody knows they're in the bath.
Sometimes three?
Sometimes.
Don't let us get through so much, matey.
Do they know what a waste of water this is?
I know, I've told them it's very unenvironmentally friendly.
Unless they use the same water at lunch and dinner than they did at breakfast.
To be honest, I don't want to actually think about it too much because it grosses me out.
Think about it, your mum and dad in the bath together. Think about it.
Oh.
Well, it's been happening for years, you're used to it.
Yeah, it's great.
A little bit eccentric, maybe.
It's a nice family tradition.
Is there anything else that they do?
My dad, he actually rides around on my mum's lady's old rally bike, and when he's doing it, he wears, instead of like a normal crash helmet, he actually wears a lady's dressage horse riding hat.
I love your parents already.
I know, they are really, really eccentric, but again, I really thought it was completely normal growing up.
Yeah, well, it is. That is completely normal. Absolutely.
I've taken photos of him and everything, and I've put it in a photo album so everybody can
Not in the bath.
No, on the bike with the dressage hat.
Oh, thank God.
It's velvet and it's got a little bow at the back and everything.
Amazing. I love your eccentric parents. Love you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.